Plastic and cosmetic surgery, also sometimes called aesthetic surgery, isn't just about improving appearances. It's about regaining and improving body functions, which can lead to a better quality of life and increased productivity and health, according to the experts I have with me in the studio today. Hello, everyone. This is Garrett Hall, and thanks for tuning in to this Shan's Healthcast. I'm joined by UF Assistant Professor of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, Dr. Matthew Steele, and Ann Staples, a physician assistant in plastic and reconstructive surgery. Ann also runs Fresh Faces, which you'll hear more about a little bit later on in this broadcast. Stay tuned, and at the end of this healthcast, I'll tell you how to get in touch with the UF Plastic and Reconstructive Surgeons and Fresh Faces. First, a warm welcome to both Dr. Steele and Ann Staples.
Thanks for having us in the studio today.
Dr. Steele, we'll start with you. How would someone know if cosmetic surgery is right for them?
There are several factors that should be considered. First and foremost would be, is there a correctable, identifiable problem? This is important to identify to avoid unnecessary surgery. Other things that are important are the health of the patient. Just because a patient has medical conditions does not exclude them from having a cosmetic surgery procedure. However, it can affect the outcomes of the procedure, and it's very important to discuss this up front with your physician. There needs to be also a willingness to accept some risk involved with cosmetic surgery. It is indeed surgery, and complications can arise, and therefore there needs to be a very thorough consent and discussion beforehand to make sure that the patient is aware of these possibilities. And I think most importantly and finally, realistic expectations. I think that the biggest problem with patients who have cosmetic surgery is that their expectations differ from the physician's expectations, and this is where most problems arise after cosmetic surgery. Therefore, it's vitally important to have a very candid discussion with your physician up front to make sure that the expectations between doctor and patient are similar.
Now, Ann, what can you add to that? What are some of the primary reasons you see that patients choose to have plastic or cosmetic surgery?
Many patients will come in complaining of a tired or angry appearance to their face that doesn't really reflect how they feel on the inside. Post-pregnancy patients have decreased self-confidence relating to either excess skin, breastosis, and we can help in that area as well. Another reason for having plastic surgery can be related to function. Gastric bypass patients often have excess skin tissue that can prohibit them from doing normal daily function, such as exercising. Some women have very large breasts, which can be painful as far as the weight on their shoulders and upper back. It can also interfere with functions such as exercising.
And just to follow up, why shouldn't someone have plastic or cosmetic surgery?
One should not have plastic surgery to fix a personal relationship and also not to solve a personal problem such as depression.
And what are some of the biggest misconceptions about cosmetic surgery?
One of the biggest issues would be perhaps the appearance or locations of scars, for example. It's plastic surgery, not magic surgery. That plastic surgeons do leave scars, however, they are very nice scars in the most part, but every patient can be different. If a patient goes into a surgery thinking that there's going to be invisible scars, and then they wake up and see that their scars are very red, which is a typical healing response, then there can be some anger and disappointment.
How do you approach your patients when they come to you for plastic or cosmetic surgery? What questions do you ask and what do you tell them?
The approach that we take at the University of Florida Center for Plastic Surgery is to evaluate each patient individually and try to appreciate their underlying anatomic change or deformity, so to speak. I tend to approach this by looking at how aging or childbirth or weight loss, for example, has resulted in functional and anatomic and physiologic changes involving the patient. I think that it's important to have an aesthetic ideal in mind when approaching a cosmetic type procedure, and I think it's also important to make sure that this aesthetic ideal is compatible with the patient's expectations, and then take this from an anatomic standpoint to try to approach this in almost a reconstructive approach and reverse the effects of aging or childbirth or weight loss. We also try to keep up with the latest research and techniques that are presented at the national meetings and evaluate their safety.
Now, let's talk about that for just a second. Is plastic and cosmetic surgery safe? And what would you tell a patient to ease his or her anxiety about a procedure?
In most instances, plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery would be considered safe for the majority of patients. It's very important that the patient gives a good history to their physician, specifically regarding underlying medical conditions such as diabetes or heart conditions that may adversely affect their surgical procedure. In addition, issues such as smoking and other activities need to be addressed thoroughly with their physician because this may compromise the outcome. Other things that are important are looking into the accreditation of the operating facility. At Shands at University of Florida, we only operate at accredited outpatient facilities or inpatient facilities for the very long procedures. It's also important to have a certified anesthesiologist or nurse anesthetist that is well-versed in surgical procedures to maintain safety. We do not do the anesthesia or sedation ourselves. We rely on our anesthesia colleagues to provide the safest and best anesthetic care possible. And finally, I think it's important to make sure that your plastic surgeon is board certified by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons to make sure that they've gone through the very rigorous training and examination process so that they are providing the safest and best care possible.
Talk a little bit about recovery time after surgery.
Recovery time varies depending on the type of procedure and the extent of surgery. However, generally, most patients need to refrain from vigorous physical activity or heavy lifting for about 4 to 6 weeks after surgery. Generally, most patients are able to return to activities of daily living within 1 to 2 weeks after surgery.
Talk about the advantages a patient will have if they choose to come here for treatment.
There are several advantages to coming to the University of Florida Center for Plastic Surgery to get one's aesthetic surgery. There's a long-standing tradition of excellence here at the University of Florida throughout the institution, as well as in our division of plastic and reconstructive surgery. We offer a nice, convenient facility here in the center of Gainesville that will allow easy access for our patients. We are often attending the latest meetings to maintain our certification and keep up with the latest technology and newest procedures so that we may be able to bring those back and offer them to our patients. And at the University of Florida, we continue to be at the forefront of innovation, and we can continue to apply this to our aesthetic plastic surgery patients.
I want to get back to something you touched on, Dr. Steele, that is the new facility, and I know you're excited about it. Tell our listeners a little bit more about this facility.
It's very warm and inviting. It provides a very comfortable, relaxing environment for our patients. It's a private location for some of our patients who are more self-conscious or concerned about seeking a plastic surgeon.
Well, let's break down the types of procedures you offer. I'll name the procedure or the body part, and you tell me what you offer. Let's start with breast treatment.
We offer a variety of aesthetic surgical procedures here at the Cosmetic Surgery Center at the University of Florida. With regards to breast enhancement surgery, we offer breast augmentation to enlarge the breast, or a breast lift or mastopexy to help reverse some of the changes of aging or childbirth, or these procedures in combination when more than one goal must be addressed. In addition, we also offer breast reduction, as sometimes this is needed for an aesthetic purpose as well.
Okay, now for the face.
With regard to aesthetic facial surgery, we offer blepharoplasty or surgery of the eyelids to reverse that tired appearance of the eyes. In addition, that's often combined with brow lifting, again, to help rejuvenate the area around the eyes to help make one look a little more awake and refreshed. We offer rhinoplasty or nasal reshaping surgery to help improve the appearance of the nose. In addition, facelifting or facial rejuvenation surgery is useful to help reverse signs of aging or the result of time and sun exposure. These can often be combined together or in combination with fat injection type procedures to help soften the contours of the face, or chemical peels to help remove fine wrinkles and lines.
How about body contouring?
We offer a vast array of body contouring procedures such as an abdominoplasty or tummy tuck to help tighten and flatten the abdomen and remove excess skin that may have been gained after having children or after weight loss. We offer several post-bariatric or post-gastric bypass procedures to help remove excess skin and fat after one has gone through the life-transforming gastric bypass procedure. And sometimes we combine some of these together, such as our mommy makeover that may address changes in the breast and abdomen after having children. And this often helps a woman feel like they're back to their pre-pregnancy state and improves their self-esteem and self-confidence. We also offer liposuction for those stubborn areas of fat excess that one cannot lose with diet and exercise.
Now, Anne, I know you help run Fresh Faces, and you're familiar with the wide variety of cosmetic services offered there. Take a moment to tell our listeners what you can provide there.
Fresh Faces is our non-surgical component of our practice, devoted to skin and laser care. There are several different ways that we can deal with many issues. We can treat general skincare problems with Obagi, which is our skincare line. This is a line of prescription strength products to deal with sun damage, fine wrinkles, and acne. We also have peels available, from a mild glycolic acid peel to the Obagi blue peel, which is a little more aggressive to treat sun damage, acne scarring, and mild wrinkles. We can treat acne and acne scarring with the Obagi Cleansiderm line, which uses a liquefied form of benzoyl peroxide. We also can do microdermabrasion, which removes the dead outer layer of skin to lessen scars and dark spots. We also have three lasers available to our practice. These are Candela lasers. The first is a gentle-ease laser. This is for laser hair removal. We also offer the smooth beam laser, which stimulates collagen and changes the function of sebaceous glands. We use this for acne and acne scarring, fine wrinkles, and skin rejuvenation or smoother skin. We also have the V-beam laser, which we use to treat vascular lesions, such as spider veins, angiomas, rosacea, and port wine stains. We also offer Botox and fillers. Botox is a safe and easy treatment to help with wrinkles on the face. This can help with the tired or angry appearance to the face. We have a Juvederm as well. This is a hyaluronic acid filler. We use this in the nasolabial folds as well as the lips. This product lasts up to a year. We have Radiesse, which is a calcium-based filler for facial contouring. We also have treatments for veins in the legs. We can do sclerotherapy, which is a sodium chloride into larger veins, and also the V-beam laser for smaller red veins.
I know that cost is something a patient has to think about when considering cosmetic or plastic surgery, right?
The cost of aesthetic plastic surgery varies depending on the type of procedure and more specifically the length of time that it takes to perform that procedure. There are other factors to consider, such as breast implants will add some cost to the procedure, and this is something that the patient needs to factor into their financial planning. We do offer reasonable and competitive prices as compared to those in private practice. And in addition, there may be other costs in the future should there be a complication. And this is something that also needs to be considered by the patient and planned for as well. This is generally not the case. However, we don't want to give the impression that this is only a one-time procedure. For more information, please call the clinic office to schedule an appointment to discuss your goals and desires for plastic surgery to make sure that it is right for you.
Dr. Steele, sum up the criteria a patient should consider when choosing a cosmetic or plastic surgeon.
There are several things to consider when choosing your plastic or aesthetic surgeon. I think it's important to have a candid discussion, again, about your expectations and make sure that their philosophy and your philosophy are very similar and are in agreement to help get the best outcome. The biggest problems after our surgery are often when the expectations are different, and it's very important to be honest with your surgeon and forthright about what you hope to achieve. I think experience is important, and you should always ask your surgeon about their experience with these procedures and their outcomes. And an honest surgeon will tell you about their complications and what is at risk and how will that be addressed if that problem does arise. And finally, I think it's important to make sure that your plastic surgeon is board certified by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons to make sure that they have participated in the proper training curriculum and have gone through the rigorous examination process to assess their ability to practice safe plastic surgery.
Great information, both of you. Receiving plastic or cosmetic surgery or treatment may not be an easy decision to make, but I know this information will be a valuable resource for our listeners. Thanks to both of you for being in the studio with me today.
Thanks, Garrett, for having us.
I want to thank our listeners for tuning in to this Shands HealthCast. If you'd like to schedule a new patient appointment with Dr. Steele or one of his UF colleagues at Shands, or find out more about Fresh Faces, please call us toll-free at 866-931-1185. A professional service representative will be happy to connect you with the appropriate appointment scheduler within our system. Please remember that this toll-free number is only to schedule a new patient appointment. Well, that's all for now. This is Garrett Hall. Take care. Thank you for listening to Shands HealthCast. Shands Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to Shands Healthcast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shands.org/healthcast. Shands Healthcare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. Shands includes 8 hospitals, an affiliated network of more than 80 UF primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. For more information about our hospital system, visit shands.org. There you'll find an illustrated medical health encyclopedia, care guides for specific conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, maps and directions, information about all Shands hospitals and services, and links to other healthcasts. UF and Shands, the science of hope.